shipments of chemical weapons from North Korea were intercepted on their way to Syria. The report obtained by Reuters says shipments were seized just months after the regime of Bashar al-Assad killed at least 90 people in a sarin gas attack. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Remains of some sailors killed in the crash between the USS John McCain and an oil tanker have been found inside a berthing space on the McCain. There's also been remains found in the water.
U.S. Pacific Fleet Commander Admiral Scott Swift also says the Malaysian Navy has located potential remains in the waters off of Singapore.
They are working to confirm and identify those remains. As more information comes in, we will make it available.
The destroyer collided with an oil tanker. Four sailors who were injured in the collision were airlifted to a hospital in Singapore.
James Alex Fields Jr., the white supremacist who rammed his car into a group of protesters in Virginia, killing one woman and injuring 30 others, now facing more charges. Fields appeared in video in Charlottesville General District Court on five charges of malicious wounding and aggravated malicious wounding. The charges were added last Friday. Fields has another court appearance coming up this Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Allergies, pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
An Ohio judge recovering after being ambushed outside a courthouse yesterday. Chris Barnes has more.
Police say Nathaniel Richmond opened fire yesterday on the judge, Joseph Brazizi, outside the courthouse in Steubenville, Ohio. But the judge and a probation officer both returned fire, killing Richmond, whose son was convicted of assaulting a teenage girl when he was a student athlete at Steubenville High School in 2013. Brazizi is being treated at a Pittsburgh hospital and is expected to survive. I'm Chris Barnes.
Something really stinks at the U.S. Botanical Garden.
The first of three corpse flowers is blooming at the U.S. Botanical Gardens in D.C. The plants are native to Indonesian rainforests and can grow to be 12 feet tall. The stench is described as similar to rotting flesh. And if knowing that you still want to get a whiff, the Botanical Gardens is staying open late while the flowers are in bloom. If you'd like to avoid the funk, there is also a live stream online.
Bill Cosby's retrial on sexual assault charges is being delayed until next spring. A Pennsylvania judge today said the move from November 6th to mid-March will give Cosby's new defense team sufficient time to prepare. The entertainer is accused of assaulting a woman in a Philadelphia area home in 2004. She became acquainted with Cosby when she worked at the women's basketball team at his alma mater, Temple University. Cosby's first trial ended in a mistrial, the retrial initially scheduled for November. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you all I need is my brother. I say I'm gonna get high. Tell me, don't you say it no more. Gonna get down and I pray. It happens all the time, yeah.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I can't tell you, but it sure feels like mine. Don't you know I'm gonna make it with my friends? I promised myself I'd get by. Said I'm gonna try it with them.
It's Tuesday, a little after 5, and you know what that means. We're in Dazzler's Musical Journey. It's up and running. Opening today's show, Joe Cocker's take on With a Little Help from My Friends, which was originally done by the Beatles, of course, and it was also the theme song to The Wonder Years. So before we move on to our next song, take a quick look at the 100 in Chamber Radio target weather forecast for your central Jersey listening area. Well, it was a hot day today. Currently, 89 degrees, fair skies. And expect some heavy rain tonight, going down to a low of 72. Slight chance of thunderstorms in the morning, then turns into mostly sunny skies later on in the afternoon, a high of 82. And then mostly clear tomorrow night, going down to a low of 57 degrees. Summer is still here. Fall is about a month from now, and I'm sure a lot of people by now are looking forward to fall weather and, of course, pumpkin spice lattes. But anyway, let's move on to the next song, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Hard to believe this song is 50 years old this year.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today. at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
I paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my share and kicks in my face, but I've come through.
And I need to go home.
Are the champions from Queen. And before that, open the show with a little help from my friends from Joe Cocker and Ain't No Mountain High Enough from Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell.
Turn
Tom Petty, I Won't Back Down. And that's a very good message. You should never, ever back down, no matter what kind of circumstance you may in. And whatever circumstance you may be in, it's always, always important to never stop believing. Or, simply put, don't stop believing.
Sound of you. Let it be, yeah.
Do this yesterday, as some were probably looking up at the eclipse. That's Walking on Sunshine. Walking on Sunshine from Katrina and the Waves. That was some solar eclipse yesterday. Of course, in some areas you could see it better than others. Next song, one of the Beatles during a solo tenure, John Lennon with his signature solo hit, Imagine.
And there's no heaven. Religion too.
And scrap metals, and every Diamond Nation and Health Quest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic gold, been the member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us at u.org.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call.
Here comes the sun, or in this case yesterday, the solar eclipse. But that was the Beatles, nonetheless. Up next, we're going to hear from Benny King. So we're going all the way back to the early 60s with Stand By Me. ¶¶
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the... No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me. Stand by me.
King. Now we're going to go fast forward to the 80s, and this is the ultimate workout song for anybody and everybody. From Rocky III, Eye of the Tiger. Eye of the Tiger from Rocky III, and that was Survivor. Fastest hour in radio has gone by, as always, so it's time for me to head out. But before I go, as always, it's been a pleasure playing great music, as always. And I'll be back same time, same chair next week for some more great music. Going to end today's show with the Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more than I've ever known. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
SEPTA officials say two high-speed trains were involved in the crash at the Market Street Transportation Center. At least 33 people are hospitalized. A Nevada coroner says the great Jerry Lewis died of a heart condition.
Lewis's condition was one in which the heart can't pump enough blood to the whole body because of coronary artery disease. The late comedy star had a history of heart problems. Lewis, who died at the age of 91 Sunday, will not undergo an autopsy. He also had a history of other health conditions like a bout with prostate cancer, type 1 diabetes, pulmonary fibrosis, and viral meningitis.
That's Tom Roberts. Search and rescue operations still going on, looking for 10 missing U.S. Navy sailors after the USS John S. McCain crashed into an oil tanker east of Singapore early yesterday. Remember, you can find us online as well as on the radio at usaradio.com.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
SEPTA officials say two high-speed trains were involved in the crash at the Market Street Transportation Center. At least 33 people are hospitalized. A Nevada coroner says the great Jerry Lewis died of a heart condition.
Lewis's condition was one in which the heart can't pump enough blood to the whole body because of coronary artery disease. The late comedy star had a history of heart problems. Lewis, who died at the age of 91 Sunday, will not undergo an autopsy. He also had a history of other health conditions like a bout with prostate cancer, type 1 diabetes, pulmonary fibrosis, and viral meningitis.
That's Tom Roberts. Search and rescue operations still going on, looking for 10 missing U.S. Navy sailors after the USS John S. McCain crashed into an oil tanker east of Singapore early yesterday. Remember, you can find us online as well as on the radio at usaradio.com.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
The Secret Service says it won't have a problem paying hundreds of agents through September. Agency Director Randolph Tex Owls saying in a statement they can afford to protect the president for the remainder of the fiscal year, which ends on September 30th. The statement coming in response to a USA Today claim that said more than 1,000 agents have already been hit with federally mandated caps for their salary and overtime allowances. In Chicago, it seems aldermen are considering setting up some legal roadblocks, literally, to anyone who wants to deploy driverless cars on their city streets, as we hear from David Stewart.
Chicago Alderman Edward Burke raised the specter of remote-controlled rolling bombs and Back to the Future-style experiments as reasons to consider tight regulations on driverless cars. During a city council committee hearing, Alderman discussed limiting autonomous vehicles to just test vehicles and requiring each one to have a $500 permit. Alderman Anthony Beal agreed with Burke, saying that driverless cars would mean the end of hundreds of thousands of jobs, from delivery people to cab drivers. Alderman put off a vote and planned another hearing.
And a family's golden retriever is being honored by police for locating $85,000 worth of heroin in their backyard. Kenyon was just digging around when he unearthed what his family thought was a time capsule left by the previous home's owners. They quickly realized the contents were actually drugs. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
Time is 8:07. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, it is very humid. -73 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. 30% chance of precipitation. Weather Underground says it's for today, Tuesday, August 22nd. Partly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Patchy fog in the morning. Highs around 90, southwest winds 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain 20%. Heat index could reach 100. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Some thunderstorms may produce gusty winds. Heavy rainfall and frequent lightning in the evening. Humid with lows in the lower 70s. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 50%. Mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming mostly sunny tomorrow. Less humid with highs in the lower 80s. Northwest winds around 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mostly sunny in 70s on Thursday. Sunny 70s on Friday. Sunny highs in the mid-70s on Saturday. And sunny and highs in the mid-70s on Sunday. The 4-H Fair does a very good job of picking the week in which they're going to have their event. 73 in Raritan, 73 in East Amwell, 75 in Lambertville, 70 over in Frenchtown, 72 in Easton, 71 up in Hampton, 69 in Tewksbury, 71 in Highbridge. Good morning, Hunter, and it's Hunt Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Boom, 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 boom. I'm gonna shoot you right down, right off of your feet. Take you home with me. Put you in my house. Boom, 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 boom. Ow, 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 ow. I love to see you strut up and down the floor when you're talking to me. That baby talk. Like that.
Good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. My job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Well, there you go. It's little John Lee Hooker. It's his birthday today. And you may recall he was part of the Blues Brothers ensemble. Here we are. It is Tuesday. Got one lousy, humid, hot day left. And then it looks like Thursday through Saturday, Sunday, looks fabulous. Looks like we're starting to break into September a little early. So, let's find out what's going on with traffic, which I get from HARTTV.com. You can get the same alerts I do. Register with them. You pick the alerts on the roads or the geographical areas that you would like to receive. You get them via email or you can follow them on Twitter. And if you had done that at 6:45 this morning, you would have learned there is a motor vehicle accident at exit 18 on 78 eastbound in Clinton Township. I'm assuming that's all cleared up, because I haven't received any updates since. Just an FYI that you would know about the highways, byways, in and out of Hunterdon County, plus the local roads, state roads, county roads. Drive safe, sound smart. Heavy rainfall is possible tonight. It means you need to slow down and drive a little bit further behind the car in front of you. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunt Chamber Radio traffic. So what's on HuntingChamber.com's schedule for today? I'm on till 10. Carrie Fellows, we talk with her about museums and the art programs in Hunterdon County. I'll talk with her at 8:40. At 8:30, we talk with Michelle Heide. Michelle gives us insight into the markets prior to the market open at 9:30, so we get about an hour's prep for all that. At 10 o'clock, I'm still here. I do Tech Today, where I talk about news and information that relates to technology, the latest news, apps, buying advice, hardware and software, and answering your questions. At noon, it's La Salud Mental Importa. That's Lauren Feliciano. She brings the message of NAMI of Hunterdon in Spanish for Spanish-speaking folks. She also broadcasts via Facebook Live, so you can catch her on there as well. At 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock, it's Front Lines of Freedom, a radio show dedicated to the military people, families, veterans, and all the news, advice, information, cultural events that all surround our military. Teachable Moments in Business is on from 3 to 4. Vicki Lynn Morgan brings insight from her experiences as a coach, part of the SBDC, and also her working with other businesses and being a business owner herself. So she brings all that information and experience to you from 3 to 4. Real Estate Matters and 55 Plus, that's Joe Peters. He's on from 4 to 5, where Joe brings us insight into all the real estate, that residential